And it is 7 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And 7 o'clock on a Monday evening, that means it's time for the Opera Box.
La donna immobile, qual piuma al vento, muta d'accento e di pensiero, sempre una mobile, leggiadro viso, il pianto in viso e menzognero.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. And tonight, my playlist highlights one of the most famous tenors of the early 20th century, Beniamino Gigli, one of the most versatile tenors in opera history, known for an incredible range of expression from very light tenor to spinto dramatic tenor, such as La Donna e Mobile. His intelligent and refined performances of works by Verdi, Puccini, Ponchielli, Boito, Giordano, and many others were captured on early electronic recordings, as you'll hear tonight if you join me for the Opera Box. The rapacious and hypocritical Duke sings about the fickleness of women, the most famous aria from Verdi's Rigoletto, and we heard Beniamino Gigli, Franco Gone, conducted the La Scala Opera Orchestra. And we're 3 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist featuring Beniamino Gigli, one of the great operatic singers of the early 20th century. Beniamino Gigli was born in 1890 in Recanati, Italy. That's near the Adriatic coast. He was, like his famous predecessor, Enrico Caruso, from a poor family. His father was a shoemaker, and education came mostly from the church. The family loved music and opera, but didn't see that as a real career. But Gigli had the gift of a beautiful, honeyed voice, which became apparent from his participation in church choir. By the time he was old enough to work, though, he had to find jobs to help support the family. So it wasn't until he was 21 that he was given a scholarship to Rome's Liceo Musicale of St. Cecilia. And a few years later, he entered an important singing competition. There were 32 other tenors out of 102 participants, and he was judged the most outstanding of the group and received a first prize. In 1914, he made his stage debut as Enzo in Ponchielli's La Gioconda. This was at the theater in Rivogo, and this became one of his signature roles. So here he is singing Enzo's Act II aria, Cielo e Mar, Sky and Sea. Enzo is on his boat waiting for his love, Laura, to be rowed out to him. They're planning to leave their troubles behind in Venice and start a new life elsewhere. Cielo e Mar from La Gioconda.
Oh.
Cielo e mar, sky and sea. Enzo is waiting eagerly on his boat for his lover Laura from Act Two of Ponchielli's La Gioconda, The Troubadour. And we heard Beniamino Gigli from a 1929 RCA Victor recording made in New York. It's about 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Adell, with my program featuring the incomparable tenor, Beniamino Gigli. And thanks, Les, for calling in and checking me on the pronunciation. Well, after Gigli's 1914 debut, he spent the next several years building his repertoire. And his reputation grew quickly, as he was known for his lovely, light, lyrical passages, as well as developing into full spinto dramatic tenor roles. In 1918, he was invited by Toscanini to join La Scala Opera Company, and he also began to make his first electronic recording. Some of those were on tube recordings, as well as on plastic disc. One of his first roles under Toscanini was as Faust in Boito's masterpiece Mephistopheles. And here he is in two famous arias from that opera. In the first aria, Dai Campi, Dai Prati, from Act I, Faust, after having traveled the earth, as he says, across fields and meadows, in search of meaning and knowledge, feels an emptiness, and for the moment seeks solace in the Bible. And in the second aria, Giunto sul Passo, Faust is now old and feels he's done everything he's wanted except to rule a vast kingdom. This, he says, will satisfy him, and his satisfaction will lead to his death. Two arias from Mephistopheles featuring the great Beniamino Gigli.
Tratto, ma meglio donar la vita.
The aged Faust wishes to rule a vast kingdom, the last item on his bucket list, which will lead him to say that he is satisfied. From the epilogue of Boito's Mephistopheles. Before that, we heard Dai Campi, Dai Prati, the Act One aria, where Faust declares that his soul is unsatisfied. And we heard in both those recordings the great tenor Beniamino Gigli. He is the subject of tonight's The Opera Box program here at KGNU. I'm your host, Ron Nadell. And be sure to stay with me for a Classic Monday. I've got a program that follows the development of the symphony from Baroque to classical to Romantic and modern day. Tonight's installment, Antonin Dvorak. That's at 8 p.m. right here on KGNU. And we're looking at about 19 minutes after 7 o'clock right here on the Opera Box. Well, by the 1920s, Gigli was famous for his many electronic recordings, many of those on cylinders. He made America his home, and he would make his debut at the Met and the Berlin Opera, singing two major Puccini roles, Rodolfo in La Bohème and Mario Cavaradossi in Tosca. And we're going to listen to three great arias from those two Puccini operas. First, we're going to hear Che gelida manina, What a Cold Little Hand, from Act One of La Bohème, where Rodolfo and Mimi meet on a cold December evening. In the dark, he touches her cold little hand as they fall in love. Then we're going to hear two arias from Tosca. The first aria, Recondita Armonia, from Act One, where Mario muses on the comparisons and diversity of beauty as he paints a portrait of the Madonna in a church and thinks of his lover, Tosca. And then we're going to hear Mario's Act Three aria, E luce van la stella. Mario, now a political prisoner, has been told he'll be executed at dawn and thinks of the night where he first met Tosca and the stars were shining. These are three arias featuring the great voice and interpretation of the tenor Beniamino Gigli.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Condemned political prisoner Mario Cavaradossi's thoughts turn to the first night he met his lover Tosca. And before that, Cavaradossi's painting a portrait of the Madonna for the church and muses on the similarities and differences of beauty. And I began that set with Rodolfo's Act I aria from La Bohème, where he touches Mimi's cold hands in the dark and remarks how cold her hands are as they fall in love. In all those arias, we heard the great Beniamino Gigli, one of the great tenors of the early 20th century. It's 28 minutes before 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, my program featuring the tenor Beniamino Gigli.
Support comes from the Colorado Health Network, presenting AIDS Walk Colorado, celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Walk for Life and 5K run on Saturday, August 19th at Cheeseman Park in Denver. More information at AIDSWalkColorado.org.
Well, Beniamino Gigli was not without his critics. As his fame grew, so did his physical stature. He also was criticized for a tendency to overact at times, and I think you might have heard a little bit of that in that last aria. But this did not deter Gigli. He said that it was in his nature to sing as if his life depended on it. In addition to his success in Puccini opera, he was also identified early on with the role of Andrea Chenier, the doomed poet of the French Revolution. In Act One, at a party just before the Revolution, he recites a poem critical of the nobility. And in the second aria, Chenier has been condemned by a tribunal for being anti-revolutionary. In prison, awaiting execution, he recites a poem maintaining that his guiding light is really poetry. Two great arias from the opera Andrea Chenier, performed by Beniamino Gigli.
Le vostre parole, una bella calor, ma colto in pieno sera che cammina per ogni umana parte, ecco già mi avvicino all'ora della morte, e forse pria che l'ultima mia prova sia finita, ma non c'era il carnefice, la fine della vita.
The poet André Chénier, awaiting his execution at the hands of the French Revolution, confirms his commitment to art and his life is less important. Before that, we heard Chénier recite a poem condemning the aristocracy just before the French Revolution. Two arias from André Chénier by Umberto Giordano, and of course we heard the great Beniamino Gigli in both those arias. This program is presented by you, the KGNU listener members, and by My Local Music Lesson, enabling busy families and professionals to arrange for music lessons in the comfort of their own homes or at the location of their choice. My Local Music Lessons uses certified and fully vetted instructors to teach string, voice, and percussion lessons of various kinds. More information can be found at mylocalmusiclessons.com. Well, Beniamino Gigli was seen as the greatest tenor in the world after the great Caruso died in 1921. And by then he'd become associated with most of the great dramatic tenor roles in the repertoire. And one in particular that he became known for after Caruso had passed away was the role of Edgardo in Donizetti's Lucia di Lammermoor. And here is Gigli in Edgardo's aria Fra poco a me ricovero. Edgardo believes that Lucia has abandoned him for another man in the third act, and he declares that life is not worth living and forbids Lucia from visiting his grave. From Lucia di Lammermoor.
Avanzo d'una stirpe infelice, verrà cogliete voi. Cessò dell'ira il breve poco, sul nemico acciaro abbandonò. Per me la vita è orrendo peso, l'universo in eterno un deserto, ma per me penso a Lucia.
di fatti tuttavia splende il castello, scarsa fu la notte al tripudio, ingrata donna, mentre io mi struggo in disperato pianto, tu ridi esulti accanto al felice consorte. Tutto la gioia in seno, tutto la gioia in seno. Io povero amante, io
just terrific. Edgardo mistakenly believes that Lucia has abandoned him for another man and decides life is not worth living from Lucia di Lammermoor by Gaetano Donizetti. And we heard the great tenor Beniamino Gigli. Well, Gigli quit the Metropolitan Opera in 1932, ostensibly because he refused to take a pay cut. Actually, he had offered to sing 5 or 6 benefit concerts to help raise money for the Met. The public wasn't told this, and Gigli's American reputation waned. He returned to Italy and performed more often in Europe. His reputation was further damaged because he made a recording of the fascist anthem, Giovinezza. But after the war, he returned to the international stage, and he was just as big as ever. His life was also as dramatic as any Verdi plot. On the one hand, he gave more benefit concerts and donations than any other singer of his day. On the other hand, there were scandalous relationships with women. He was known to have many children by several other women than his wife. The exact number is unknown. And then there was his fascist reputation. Well, Gigli retired from the stage in 1955, 65 years old. That's amazing for a tenor. But not before he made an exhaustive world tour of farewell concerts. His health was negatively affected by the strain. And Gigli died of a heart attack 2 years later in 1957. I'm going to close tonight's tribute to Beniamino Gigli with two Verdi arias, right where we started at the top of the show with Verdi. De Molenti di Spiriti, Alfredo's aria from La Traviata, where he tells Violetta how happy he is with her. And Solen in Questa Ora, the duet from Act 3 of La Forza del Destino. Alvaro and Carlo have sworn eternal friendship on the battlefield. And in this duet, Alvaro entrusts a box of letters to his friend Carlo. They say farewell, unaware that those letters will bring a violent end to their friendship. Two arias by Verdi, sung by Gigli.
Volaron già tre lune da che la mia Violetta agi per me lasciò dovizie, amori e le pompose feste. O voglio maggi a vento vede a schiavo ciascun di sua bellezza. Contento in questi ameni luoghi tutto scorda per me. Qui presso a lei io rinascer mi sento e dal soffio d'amor rigenerò.
Io vivo in acqua. dall'universo sei memore. Io vivo quasi in cielo, sì, io vivo quasi in cielo. Io vivo quasi in cielo.
Fidate, fidate.
best friends, but family rivals, Alvaro and Carlo, bid each other farewell, unaware that Alvaro's letters will bring a violent end to their friendship. Before that, we heard Alfredo's aria from Act Two of La Traviata, where he tells Violetta how his love for her has brought him true happiness. Two great arias performed, I should say, the great aria performed by tenor Beniamino Gigli, and the duet, which featured Gigli and the great bass baritone Giuseppe De Luca. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me for tonight's Opera Box. Stay tuned for a Classic Monday.
Volunteer orientations are held on the first Thursday of odd number months at 7 p.m. at our Boulder studio located at 4700 Walnut.